98.5 and 99.3. Rise and shine. It's like a super sauna outside. Man, I opened the front door and it just like hit me in the face. I thought, did I just hear you in there saying something about storms? Give me a weather update, Michael.
Later on tonight, a 20% chance of some possible severe storms.
Okay, so not till tonight. And what about today? What's up?
Cloudy skies and very warm.
Humid. That's my weather report, ladies. Don't do your hair. Put it in a ponytail. It's not worth the time and the effort. Well, we have got an exciting show for you guys today. I promised you that we were going to inspire you that there is power in the number one. And of course, we always look at Christ as that example, don't we? Just to look and see what one person did. And even though he obviously was the Son of God and the Savior of the world, it's still this amazing example for us to look at his life and to recognize what one person can do. And anticipating this interview today, I was yesterday just kind of observing a really disturbing scenario that I was watching at my daughter's swim lesson. And a couple other things happened yesterday. And man, I just felt overwhelmed by these different situations. And I would just, it's almost like I didn't want to look at it because it was too overwhelming for me. And I felt like I couldn't do anything about it. And then I started thinking about Brian coming in today. And I thought, you know what? You can't look at things that way. You have to hone in on what can I do? What is the one thing that I can do? And then allow it to grow from there. So we are going to jump right into this interview in the morning. But let me just say let me say good morning to Brian and just acknowledge that you're in the studio. So good morning, Brian.
Good morning.
And we have Michelle here, his wife, and she is just going to sit in with us today for moral support, right?
Right.
Yeah, that's good. We need moral support. Gosh, what else? Well, speaking of the power of one, I was looking at some of these case studies for Accord Home Care. They also exemplify what one person can do because they send in one person to take care of your loved one, and amazing things happen. Maybe you or somebody you know has a loved one, an aging parent, someone who has had a disability come into their life, and they need home care. Accord Home Care is the only place to call, you guys. Libby Wirchin has created a culture there that is amazing and just life-giving. Don't choose the big box names just because it's familiar. You want the most personalized care that you can get. Now, maybe they don't want to go into assisted living, and that's why you're calling someone in. Maybe they have already gone into assisted living. Accord Home Care can go there and help out with some of the tasks that need to be taken care of. This is such a cool story. They told me about having a patient that had been on service for a while. It was a sweet older lady that required monthly catheter changes. And having to trust someone to come into your home and help with a task as private as this is not an easy thing to agree to. But she agreed. She lived alone. She had a son that lived close by and checked on her regularly. But for the most part, she's by herself. Accord had her on service for several weeks, and when they filed one of her last claims, it was denied because she had signed up for a Medicare Advantage plan that was being peddled in the area, so she had been taken advantage of. She thought she was signing up for the Part D prescription plan, but what she really signed up for was health insurance through an HMO-type plan, as well as a prescription plan. This was a new Advantage plan, and it only had a few in-network providers. She was so distraught when she heard that she was going to have to be discharged because this plan had been switched. So the nurses went and talked to Libby, the owner of Accord Home Care, about the patient's situation, and Libby agreed that they could provide courtesy visits to the patient until the patient could get switched back to her Medicare plan. Can you imagine what this did for this elderly lady? I mean, she's so distraught. Her plan has been taken away from her. Her nursing care is about to be taken away from her. But Accord does the right thing. At that point, it wasn't about the money. It was about doing the right thing. That's the kind of stories that I hear coming out of Accord constantly. So just keep it top of mind. If you want to investigate, if you want to do some research on them, just go to accordhomecare.com. Just love that we are involved with them. What else is coming up? I'm trying to see here. The 25th. When is the 25th? Who's it tomorrow? Is that the 25th? Tomorrow? Tomorrow's the 25th? Okay. I have on my calendar that Dr. Ben at Greenlawn Family Chiropractic is having a dinner recipe night tomorrow. So you may want to look into that. That is when they all come together. They go through recipes. They go through, how on earth do I follow this healthy living plan? And they really dig down into the recipe part of it and help you come up with a meal plan that works for you. Greenlawn Family Chiropractic. I was there yesterday sitting at Lauren's karate lessons. I kind of twisted back on my back, and I didn't think I was going to get up off the bench. You know, those moments that you have where your back cracks or tweaks and you go, okay, I don't know if I'm going to be able to move. Well, that's what happened to me yesterday. So Lauren and I got in the car. We headed over to Greenlawn Family Chiropractic. And with about three little cracks, I was all back in focus. So I thank God for Dr. Ben every day. In fact, Dr. Ben's going to be here on Friday. Can't wait. We're going to be talking about stress. Is there anybody out there that can relate to stress? If you have any amount of stress in your life, you are not going to want to miss Heal Thy Living on Friday. We're going to be talking about how to combat that, but also what it does to our bodies. You're going to be astounded. You are going to be inspired, if you will, to potentially take a look at that that level of stress. And you know what, guys? Good stress can also create some of those same reactions in the body. So don't miss it. Dr. Ben here on Friday from Greenlawn Family Chiropractic. All right. Well, I think that's all my housekeeping tips. I've also brought today some encouraging quotes because today is a day of inspiration and motivation, you guys. If you have a dream in your heart, if you have an idea, if you have looked at a situation and you have wanted to make a difference, but for whatever reason, you've procrastinated, you have not stepped out in faith and done what you know that you know God is asking you to do, then stay tuned. When we come back from break, I'm going to be talking to Brian Luck, and his story is going to absolutely, hopefully, get you up off the couch and get you going. Amen. We'll be right back. You're listening to Amy Dillon Live on The Word, 98.5 and 99.3.
What's the best investment you could make for your marriage? Here's what some have said about Family Life's Weekend to Remember.
It allows God to take you to a next level. That's what it did for us.
What they were saying was who I was. I really started to feel like there was some hope.
Oh, wow. It was incredible. We thought we had talked about our marriage for the last 5 years. We hadn't even hit the surface.
Things were going good, and then God said, I want you here.
For men, it's an opportunity to tell your wife, you mean more to me than anything. Let's spend this weekend together, and let's work on our marriage.
We knew right then that we were going to start this all new, didn't matter what the past was.
It's worth giving the energy and the focus and the attention to making it better, to making it all that God intended for it to be. And as long as you're breathing, there is hope.
There is hope and help at Family Life's Weekend to Remember, coming to Austin June 10th to the 12th. To learn more, call 1-800-FL today.
Mom and Dad, are your kids interested in technology? Are they always looking for you to buy the newest gadget? Who isn't these days? Well, it's time for them to use their interest at a unique and exciting one-week day camp called Robots for You right here in Austin, Texas. Robots for You takes your kids' creativity with a hands-on approach to build, customize, and play with robots. Starting at ages 7 to 17, Robots for You combines fun with learning, helping your kids to understand science science, technology, engineering, and math. They will be faced with challenges like racing, robots dancing, traversing a maze, and also amazing BattleBots competitions. Robotics is so cool, it's like a computer on wheels.
Call Robots for You at 275-6417 or log on to klgo.net and click on the link Robots for You. Enter promotional code WORD at registration for a special introductory offer.
Join the technological revolution. Send your kids to Robots for You.
Do you know an aging individual? Are you in the medical field? Then Accord Home Care is the name you need to remember.
Hello, my name is Sarah, and I represent the nurses of Accord Home Care. Accord nurses will be coming each week to help you. Our licensed staff will provide a customized plan of caring that coordinates your doctor's medical plan, physical therapy, medicines, and other services you may need. Yes, we have a certified wound nurse, and we also provide diabetic instruction. If you need help, you can reach someone at Accord night and weekends.
This is owner Libby Werchand. All of the nurses at Accord are expected to follow our mission and strict guidelines in order to call Accord their employer. Find us on the web at accordhomecare.com or call 512-246-1451. Accord Home Care, your home, your health, your choice.
Family fun that'll bowl you.
Join the fun at Mel's with 40 lanes of bowling and bumpers for the kids where everyone scores big. Win prizes in the arcade, play shuffleboard and pool. Hungry? Then enjoy our delicious home cooking all day long. At Mel's Lone Star Lanes, there are over 20 flat screen TVs always showing your favorite sporting events. Rain or shine, we'll show you a great time. Whether it's for your family outing, company retreat, lock-in, or that special fundraiser. And birthday parties. Do we have the greatest birthday parties around? Yes, we do. We have parties for everyone. Check us out at melslonestarlanes.com. And don't forget, kids bowl free this summer at Mel's Lone Star Lanes.
A family fun that'll bowl you over. Mel's Lone Star Lanes.
1010 North Austin Avenue, Georgetown.
Well, welcome back. It's Amy Dillon live on the Word 98.5 and 99.3. Rise and shine, everybody. I want you to hear about this story. And I want you to be thinking, as I am talking to Mr. Brian Luck this morning, I want you to be thinking about you. And I want you to be thinking about what's God talking to you about? What is God talking to you about? You know, God needs more from us than just getting up and going to work every day. He needs our hand. He needs our feet. He needs our inspiration that comes from Him to take action. It's about that action. What are those mind-binding spirits that are keeping you back from doing all that God has called you to do? Well, good morning again, Brian, and thanks for being here.
Good morning. Thank you.
Are you a morning person or a night person?
Oh, I'm not a morning person.
Well, I am. Praise God, because otherwise I wouldn't be doing this show. When the sun goes down, forget it. Don't call me on the phone. Don't email me. I'm done. I found a quote from Christopher Reeve yesterday, and the quote says, "Once you choose hope, anything is possible." I love that. Once you choose hope, anything is possible. So let's tell the audience a little bit about how you even wound up here this morning. So we had Alan on with Mobile Loaves and Fishes a couple of different times. We had him on prior to the street retreat, and then we had him on following the street retreat to talk about it. And just to remind the listeners, the street retreat is where, how many people go on that street retreat?
I think it's anywhere from, you know, three up to like 12 or 15.
Yeah, okay, so a dozen right. or so people sign up to what Alan says to go find God, but it's really to as you do that, you're living on the street as a homeless person for several days. And so through that experience, and which I'll let you talk about that, but through that experience, one of the gals that works here met you, and she came in and said, you got to have this guy on your show. You've got to hear what he's doing. The power of one works. So I kind of want to do this backwards. I first of all want you to tell the listeners what Renee saw that day when she met you. What did she find out about you? And then I want to come back and find out where the inspiration came from and that kind of stuff. So, Brian Luck, so you work for EMC, which is a storage company.
Yeah, computer storage.
You are a solutions architect.
Yes, ma'am.
Love that. Man, I need one of those with me daily. A solutions architect. And so tell me, what are you doing? What have you done?
I actually go downtown once a week, God willing, and serve the homeless. And that's how I did meet Renee when she was down there in the street retreat. I didn't know that there was a street retreat going on, as normally I don't. The only time I ever saw the street retreats were usually when I served on the weekends. Through the years, my days have changed, and now I go out on Mondays. So Monday morning came around, I heard there was a street retreat going on, and several folks came through the line and said that they were from the street retreat. And then I met Renee, of course, and asked her if she'd like a sandwich and some coffee. And she said, you know, she'd like to save it for the others. And I said, no, this is my line. I make up the rules, and I have plenty of sandwiches and plenty of coffee.
So let me just back up. So,
sure.
Brian, you go out every Monday morning.
Yes, ma'am.
Downtown Austin.
Yeah, at Wooldridge Square Park.
Okay, mm-hmm. Where the homeless are.
Yes.
And you take food.
Yeah, food and supplies. I mean, your everyday items, Q-tips and toothbrushes and razors and, you know, what happens when they get sick? They come to me. One of them called me Dr. Brian because he was able to get foot medicine for his athlete's foot.
Do you get the sandwiches, Brian?
Oh, my wife and I make them the night before. So we go out and buy the bread and the meat, and then we make the sandwiches on Sunday night.
Amazing. Now, where do you get your supplies?
Most of them come from Dollar Tree, where everything's a dollar.
That's awesome. So you guys, just to be clear, this is your ministry. You came up with this. So you and your wife, Michelle, who's here with us today, she is in the studio. She's a silent supporter. They're making the sandwiches, you guys, on Sunday night. And then Monday morning, Brian goes out and he serves the homeless himself with sandwiches and basic supplies. I think Renee said maybe like aspirin and things like that.
Ibuprofen, aspirin, acid reducers.
And like I heard that there is a, the big rumors out, if they need aspirin, they know that you're coming and they can get it from you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they'll come up like if they have toothaches. Or I had one guy come up, I've got a horrible toothache, and
wow.
I'll just load him up with some ibuprofen and maybe some Tylenol and send him on his way. Vitamin C is a big hit downtown because they all want to prevent their diseases and et cetera and so on. So multivitamins and things like that. I've had pregnant ladies come through the line and they want to iron and things like that as well. So.
Oh, my gosh. How long have you been doing this?
8 years.
8 years.
I started in 2003, right?
Oh, my gosh. 8 years. You've been going out once a week.
Yes.
Okay, so I am already inspired, and I think that everybody out there listening is. Tell me about what started this?
Well, I was big time into Mobile Loaves and Fishes. Alan Graham, who you spoke of earlier, is the CEO of Mobile Loaves and Fishes, and at the time I was going to a church that had Mobile Loaves and Fishes ministry going on, so I started there. I became a member of the core team of Mobile Loaves and Fishes, and through there I met a man who would go down and bring down sandwiches and some aspirin, and I asked him to be a part of his ministry, and he said no. he was very humble about what he did, so I kept bugging him, and eventually I said, how about if I just do it on my own day, and you just tell me what you do, and we could work in tandem. And he was all up for that, so I started on Tuesday mornings. And back in 2003, and it was just a couple of pairs of pants and some sandwiches at that point, and some aspirin. And then as the, you know, the days and the months and then the years went along, you kind of learn what these guys need and what they want. And then it seems like it just continues to grow. Like, I didn't even think about sunscreen, but some of these folks come down and say, hey, I need some sunscreen. It's like, wow, I didn't even think about that. So you go to Dollar Tree and you look for the sunscreen. And, you know, if you see it for a dollar, you can buy 50 of them. That's only $50. I mean, that's a very small investment. And that sunscreen could last all summer for you. So
do you guys, you and Michelle, budget? I mean, is this a budget line item for you guys? Or do you just kind of, I mean, tell me how that goes on.
It should be budget, but it's really not. I just, when I need something, I go out and buy it. And I really trust in the Lord to know that he will provide. So I go ahead and I buy it. I recently have opened up a new fund through Mobile Loaves and Fishes, piggybacking off their 501c. So they've opened up an account where I can put money into or have money donated into for my ministry.
Okay.
So instead of it not me not being able to report at the end of the year on my taxes, I now submit receipts to Shoulder the Cross and then get reimbursed. And then I just put that check back in the bank because for many years I didn't even have that. So for me, it's just my own investment. And then I want that bank account to grow. So one day, maybe Shoulder the Cross could continue to grow each day of the week. I have a 16-year-old son who's getting his license this week, and he's already come to me and said, Dad, I want to do Fridays. I want to do my own thing on Fridays. I want to take your truck down and go Friday mornings at 7 a.m. and do what you do.
Brian, oh, my gosh. I mean, that's bringing tears to your eyes. That's pretty precious. I mean, does that just bless your heart?
It does. It does. So.
I mean, isn't that what we all want? And I love that you, I mean, you guys have mentored this. This is what I talk about so often on the radio, is that this is the kind of stuff we do in front of our kids. And then they come to you and they say, I want to do this too. And it's
Absolutely.
That generational thing that you're creating. It's huge. And the enemy hates it. But God loves it, you
yes.
know, and he celebrates. And so tell me where the name came from, A Shoulder the Cross.
It came time for me to stop saying, I do this and it's all about me. Mm-hmm. And I was really praying a lot about it and thought that maybe, you know, I was not being humble enough about it. I was going out for the wrong reasons. And I was really struggling within myself to say, is this the right thing? Am I doing the right thing? Am I, you know, and I decided that it's not going to be about Brian and what Brian does. It's going to be about a ministry and what the ministry does for and through God. So I sat down and I was talking to my wife and we talked about it. And I said, we should possibly go out there and get an organization and see about getting a 501c. So I sat down with Alan and I told him my plans. And I said, Alan, this is what I'd like to do with my ministry. And he said, I love it. It's absolutely wonderful. He says, we'll piggyback. You come here, we'll piggyback. You can use my 501c and everything through me. He said, and if it takes off and you want to apply for yours one day, you can.
Amen.
So we sat down and we thought, now we need a name. And so I started thinking, this is really like carrying Jesus' cross. You know, you go out there and you live like Jesus does. You live like Jesus did when he lived in this world. So you carry that cross. And I was thinking, carry the cross. So I went out and looked, carrythecross.org, and it was already taken. So I went to the thesaurus and said, you know, what's the same thing as carry? And I saw shoulder.
Wow.
And I thought, perfect, shoulder the cross.
Even a better word, really.
Exactly. So I checked shoulderthecross.org, and it worked. And, you know, now I say, would you like to help Shoulder the Cross? And it's got two meanings. You know, would you like to help the ministry Shoulder the Cross? And would you like to come out and help Shoulder Christ's Cross
that's
with
it.
Me. So that's kind of where I thought of the name and why I thought of the name, because everybody can help shoulder the cross, whether it's their cross or Christ's cross.
Yes. Amen. Wow. All right. So we need to go to break here. But again, you know, this quote I found from Christopher Reeve, once you choose hope, anything is possible. Guys, I think that that's one reason potentially that we don't step out and do what Brian chose to do, you know, find hope. He saw hope. I mean, you can look out there and see the homeless and you feel hopeless about it. Or you can look out there into a situation that maybe God has called you into or that you have eyes for, and you just feel like it's a mess, it's a wreck, who can do anything with it? And so the first step is to see hope in stepping out as one. And if you guys want to call, we got to go to break, but if you want to call in, if you have any questions for Brian, if you just want to ask him anything, I mean, anything about how he, what he's done, how he got started, please call us, 637-9673. If you want to talk to Brian or have a question, 637-9673. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back. We'll talk a little bit further about just how this transpired and what goes on down there with the homeless. We'll be right back. You're listening to Amy Dillon Live on The Word.
Do you suffer from daytime sleepiness or fatigue? Do you snore? Do you have difficulty concentrating? Well, let Georgetown Sleep Center put your sleep problems to rest. Georgetown Sleep Center is a caring, faith-based medical practice offering complete sleep diagnostic and treatment services by qualified sleep doctors who personally work with you to help solve your sleep problems. Everything from sleep apnea and insomnia to restless leg syndrome, plus many others which can have serious implications and cause other health issues. The doctors at Georgetown Sleep Center offer personalized care which can be life-changing. They treat you not only as a valued patient, but also as a friend, accurately diagnosing your sleep disorder, returning your test results promptly, and effectively treating you as soon as possible. Now is the time to sleep well. Be well and live well. Call Georgetown Sleep Center today at 512-868-5055 or log on to georgetownsleepcenter.com.
Attention parents. If your son is 11 to 17 years old and exhibits oppositional or defiant behavior patterns, we want to prove that our best-selling child behavior program, The Total Transformation, will work for you. And we're willing to give it to you for free. For a limited time, we are offering the entire program free if you're the parent of an 11 to 17-year-old male child as part of a national market research project. If you're struggling with disrespect, backtalk, lying, school problems, or defiant behavior, you can get The Total Transformation free by calling 1-800-430-9104 and find out how you can participate in this limited-time market research project. By sending in your results, you'll get our $300 child behavior program for free. Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-430-9104. 1-800-430-9104. That's 1-800-430-9104. 1-800-430-9104.
At Distinct Vision, we specialize in catering to the eye needs of women. Our unique concept of an eye care spa was created by Dr. Julia Emery. Browse our eyewear boutique in a relaxing spa environment. Here, our experienced eyewear consultants will fit you with frames that complement your look. Distinct Vision, where eye care becomes an experience. Call 310-7799. That's 310-7799.
Hi, Cliff Collier for Howdy Honda. As gasoline prices climb, so do customer concerns. At Howdy Honda, we see our customers shopping smarter, shopping brands with proven reputations, like Honda. Howdy Honda has a great selection, including the fuel-efficient 2011 Civic featuring 36 miles per gallon highway. If you haven't shopped Howdy Honda, you're not done shopping. 1 mile east of I-35 on Ben White, exit Montopolis, online at HowdyHonda.com.
Based on EPA estimate, use for comparison purposes only. Actual mileage will vary.
Dillon Live on The Word. I'm here with Brian Luck. We've been talking to Brian about this ministry of one that he created, and it's really not just one. He's got his wife here, Michelle, as well. And good morning. How are you? Why don't you come right over here to this microphone? So this is a little surprise for Brian and his wife, and so you're going to have to bend down and talk right into the microphone. So do you guys know each other? Okay, so we just had someone come into the studio, and we kind of planned, Renee planned this surprise for Brian. So good morning. If you want to introduce yourself.
My name is Kimbra.
Kimbra, and talk right into the microphone.
Yes, ma'am.
Where are you from?
El Paso, Texas.
Okay,
actually.
Awesome. So I want you to just to kind of share with Brian, just make sure you speak into the microphone and tell him why you're here.
Renee came after she went to the street retreat and told me what you do, and it's just amazing. And I wanted to do something to help, so I asked my husband what we could do, and he said that we can contribute $40 a month. And Renee said that you needed bus passes and socks. So we spent $40 and we got bus passes and socks.
Oh, thank you so much. That means so much to us. It really does. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
The guys ask for bus passes all the time.
That's
so this
what
is going to mean a lot to them. And the socks, they always need socks. So thank you so much. It means so much to us and as a ministry. And it's such a surprise and a blessing to have you here. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I am so blessed by your heart. And now, how did you and Renee meet?
I work at Randall's.
Yeah.
And we just started talking. And she had just told me about this street retreat that
yes.
she had gone on with the homeless.
Yes.
And I was like, wow, what can I do? How can I help them?
Right.
And she told me about Brian. And I was like, I'm going to go home and talk to my husband. And we're going to do something because
wow.
we want to do something too.
Amen. Isn't it amazing? I mean, one person. And then, and then you. So now $40 a month. I mean, what you can get a lot of stuff at the dollar
absolutely.
Store for $40 a month. Can't
40
you?
Items.
And so I thank you so much. And God is just smiling right now. I know he's just so happy. And guys, for all you listeners out there, this is how it happens. So somebody meets somebody and starts talking and God moves in your heart and motivates you. And your husband says yes. And so now this ministry is just growing and growing. And this is how things become super effective is when we all join together. But one person has to go. Somebody has to do something. And so that's what's happened here. Brian has done what the Lord moved in his heart to do. And now so have you and your husband. I'm sorry, your first name?
Kimbra.
Kimbra. I'm sorry, I was all caught up in the moment. So Kimbra is here as a surprise to Brian to bring bus passes and socks. And so $40 a month is going to go into this ministry for whatever you need. And maybe... you know, it's always bus passes and socks.
That's
I don't know.
Perfect.
In honor
perfect.
Of Kimbra and her husband. But bless you and thank you so much. What
thank
a surprise.
You.
And this is his wife, Michelle.
Thank nice you. To meet you.
Awesome. Okay. You
thank
can
you
hang.
So much.
You can hang if you want to. And big
so
hugs
much.
For everybody here in the studio.
Nice to meet you.
Love it. You were talking about, you know, I want to ask this question because I know there's several things we want to talk about. But, how did you choose the homeless 8 years ago? How did that happen?
I felt a passion. Mm-hmm. I just felt a need in my life to help those in need. Mm-hmm. There was a point in time in my life where I was struggling. Mm-hmm. I didn't have family in town. I didn't have a way of having, trying to have somebody help me out when I was in need. And I was struggling to even put food on my table. I was almost homeless myself. Some man approached me, and from what I remember, he was a stranger, and he gave me $50. And he said, "I don't know why you need this, but you need it. Take it. Don't pay me back, but pay it back when you can." And I don't think I've paid that $50 back yet.
Wow.
So.
Amen. All right. So your church, so you guys go to Austin Stone, which is just an amazing church here in town. There's so many awesome people I meet that go to Austin Stone, and I have visited there, so I know all about it. It is an amazing church. And then you have a men's Bible study in the evenings.
Yes, ma'am. I run Barbarians for Christ on Sunday evenings at the Austin Stone.
Love the name. You gotta love the name. Girls, you gotta love the name. Barbarians for Christ, right? It's just, that's so awesome. Let's talk a little bit real quick. Everybody, if you want to go find out more about what Brian and his wife Michelle have done, go to shoulderthecross.org. shoulderthecross.org. And then there's a blog on there. He's been blogging for years and years. You can go back and check out just the stories about how he served the homeless, what has happened, and, you know, plug in. If this is your gig, plug into him.
Yeah, one of my favorite stories, actually, and you probably can look it up, was when my brother was in town. And I think I named it The Gift of Touch. He was in town a few years ago, and when we got done, he helped me downtown, and he said, I asked him, I said, what was the best part about this morning? What moved you the most about the guys? And he said, actually, it was you. He said, and how you would touch each person that came through the line. He said, you'd hug them, or you'd touch them, or you'd just touch their shoulder, and you'd talk to them. He said, it was just a two-minute deal, or maybe five, or maybe even 30 seconds, but just that touch that would lighten their face up, and it would just turn their day around, because most people just turn their eyes and they don't want to look at them.
Most people, it's avoidance.
It's avoidance.
Like, oh, get away.
Right,
mm-hmm.
And they're scared of them, and you touch them and actually show them that, hey, they're part of life. You know, God loves them. And you can learn a lot from the people that are homeless, and he was just moved by that. So that was one of my favorites.
That's
I don't remember the whole thing, but so that was an interesting one. Sorry.
Neat. That's awesome. Some of the scripture that we were talking about at break, let's just bring that up because I think it's important. I mean, obviously, all through the scriptures, I mean, this is Christ. This is Christ, this ministry. What Brian is doing, what Kimbra just came in here and did, it is Christ. And so, obviously, the Bible is full of this. But a couple of scriptures that we were talking about, the scripture in James, and now I've turned away from it. Do you have it marked in your Bible?
Yes, I do.
All right, why don't you read that?
Okay, it's James chapter 4, verse 17. Remember, it is a sin to know what you ought to do and then not do it.
And then 1 John?
1 John chapter 2, verse 6. Those who say they live in God should live their lives like Jesus did. Mm. And that's how I try to live like Jesus.
That is so cool. Another quote here from Winston Churchill. Who dares wins? Who dares wins? Do you dare to step out in faith this morning? Today, I mean today, today, if you go home from work tonight, but today dare to step out and say, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do what's been on my heart for so very long. I'm going to go serve at the children's shelter. I am going to go down and stand on the street and hand out sandwiches. I am going to, you know, I don't know what it is for you. I'm going to go and minister to high school students. You know, I'm going to create a backyard Bible study. What is it for you that you know God's called you to do? He who dares wins. Here's a cool one from Earl Nightingale. We become what we think about. And that was what I was talking about earlier in this segment about, you know, how do you look at these situations? You know, do you look at it as there's hope, or do you look at it as there's just no hope? There's nothing I can do. I think you got something on your mind.
I do. One of the things that I do every morning is hand out clothes. And those clothes are donated by the Kyle Library Thrift Store up in Kyle.
Wow.
probably back in 2004, I put an ad in the paper saying, I'll haul your men's clothing away. And I ran a seven-day ad in the Austin American Statesman. And the Green Sheet called me and said, I'll run the ad for free for a month. And I couldn't believe they said that. But Terry from the Kyle Thrift Store called me and said, you can have anything you want. What do you need? And ever since then, we get about 50 to 60 bags of clothes every 3 weeks, 3 to 6 weeks, where I have to go up to Kyle, pick them up, bring them home, and then we fold and sort. So it takes about 12 hours of our time to sort these clothes together. But then the guys downtown are able to use these clothes. So I did want to plug the Kyle Thrift Store because they are wonderful people there. We give out jeans and T-shirts and underwear and socks, all kinds of different clothing items, hats and beanie caps and jackets during the wintertime, and blankets and things like that. So,
if somebody's out there this morning thinking, I want to help, I want to help, I want to be a Kimbra, I want to help, I got to help this guy, what is like the first one or two things that come to mind that you need?
Help folding clothes.
Okay, so time.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Some with the time, yes. And bus passes are always a wonderful thing that we always need. You know, every week we have different things. Like I try to get to Walmart and buy women's panties and sports bras because I get about 5 or 6 women every week. Okay. So trying to get the
undergarments for them.
Undergarments for them, as well as some, you know, feminine products that that normally you wouldn't think of. Wow.
And you can get that at the dollar store.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I do get those at the dollar store.
Okay. So ladies out there, if you are inspired this morning and you're wanting to help, then, you know, what are those private items that women need that they're just not finding? And certainly they would want undergarments that are clean and not used. And so that might be something that somebody out there wants to provide monthly. You know, you give to Brian and his wife, a certain amount, a dollar amount for women's undergarments and private products, personal products. Go ahead.
Yeah, and also water bottles. Mm-hmm. They asked for me just yesterday. I said, do you have any water bottles?
Now, is this reusable water bottles?
Absolutely. Uh-huh. Yeah, something where they can drink water or have coffee or something out of.
So something they can carry with them.
One time I was given a donation of them, and I probably, it was quite a few, but I probably got rid of them within about 2 months.
Wow.
And a lot of those guys carry it. One of them still has it, and that was like 3 years ago.
Aww.
So, I mean, if water bottles are a great thing, and it's not something that's cheap to go out and buy. So.
Yeah, and also summer's coming. And that may be like maybe that item might move to the top of the list, right? Because are going to be desperate to have something to put liquid in.
Right. So.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and bug spray is huge. Thank you. That was my wife there in the background.
Yeah,
so.
Michelle.
One of the things that they really ask for a lot is bug spray. And I go out to Walmart and I buy off packets so I can split them in two and hand them out. But that's just one little small packet that they get. And those are like $6 just for the box. Bug spray is very expensive. And, one bottle of bug spray is
$3. Right.
So it's hard to get out there and give each guy that needs one. And I could easily give away 20 bottles of bug spray every morning.
Oh, my gosh.
So I just get the small packets, but bug spray is huge. So any kind of, you know, if you see a sale on them, grab them, pick them up. I'll even pay you back.
Okay, awesome. And this is shoulderthecross.org. If you want to get a hold of Michelle and Brian and just talk to them. If you have made a decision already, this is what I'm going to do on a monthly basis. I'm going to give them this item and then just contact them, I guess, through the website and let them know, you know, what's on your mind and how to coordinate that. Listen, time, talent, treasure. It's all valuable. Maybe you don't have treasure right now. Maybe all you have is time. Well, they're saying that would be a valuable resource to them right now. So don't count yourself out. Guys, just like I've been talking about with the financial needs of Sold Out Ministry, there are, you know, it takes money for ministry, period, the end. Money and ministry go together. And for some reason, somewhere down the line that got separated and we're supposed to be able to do it all for free. But so we got, you know, God needs you. He needs your resources to tie into what he's asked other people to do. But at the same time, as I've encouraged, and Brian, we've been talking about this, is that I need intercessory prayer as much as we need finances, you know, and maybe more. But there's everybody can do something. You know, there is, don't count yourself out just because sometimes you don't have something monetarily. Just like not everybody can get on a plane and go to Africa, but there are other things you can do to support the people that do. So just kind of getting your mind stirred up about the things that you can do. All right, we've got other things to talk about. Let's go ahead and take a break, Michael. We will get ourselves together and make sure that we wrap up here today with all the pertinent information, give you guys some time to think about what God is stirring in your heart. And then when we wrap up today, I want to all of us pray over Brian and Michelle and their son as well.
Alan Michael.
Alan Michael?
Yes, that's his, no, that's
oh,
his name.
His, okay, got
that's
it.
His
yeah,
first
I,
name is Alan
I wanted
Michael.
To make sure I wasn't forgetting another son.
No, Alan Michael is his whole name.
Alan Michael, that's awesome. Yes. All right, we'll give him a shout out this morning. Is he listening?
He had school this morning, so he might be gone already.
Okay, well, that's great. All right, we'll be right back, you guys. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, Ryan Rush here to tell you why my family calls Christensen Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Lawn Irrigation when we have a need with our home systems. Christensen Air Conditioning offers expertise that is proven, trustworthy, and cutting edge. In a field where technology and environmental advances have been accelerated in the past decade, you need somebody more than ever who brings the innovations that ensure you're getting the best value today and really the best product for tomorrow. Christensen Air Conditioning supplies all major brands. And don't forget the maintenance plan, where the experts at Christensen visit your home twice yearly for as little as $109 per system. From full service repairs to indoor air quality solutions, you get more than a service call from Christensen. You get peace of mind. Christensen Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Lawn Irrigation has been proudly serving Texans since 1950. Find out why so many families like mine call them first. Call them today at 512-246-5400. 512-246-5400. And, of course, they're online at christensenco.com. Texas Air Conditioning, license number A013261E.
When you've wrecked your automobile and you're hunting for the best deal to get it fixed up like brand new, here's some good news for you.
You should know that there is a frame and collision shop that really does care.
Now, here is what I would like to do to show you we care. I want to give you a 10% cash refund off your claim. So if you have an $8,000 claim, we will give you a refund of $800.
It doesn't matter how much your estimate is, claim or cost, you will get 10% of it back in the form of a refund.
Because we run a debt-free shop, we are able to pass these blessings on to you. It is just the way my family and I do business.
We want your experience to be more than just worry-free. You do have a choice. Texas Frame and Collision, your 10% claim refund body shop. Located in South Austin, just off of East Lauder Lane, call 280-6045. That's 280-6045.
Texas Frame and Collision, where we recognize Jesus is Lord, and that makes all the difference.
Falling behind on your bills? Think you might be sued? Not sure of your options, but you've heard about debt settlement or debt consolidation? I encourage you to call Camille Walker, attorney at law. With her principal office in Austin, she cares about you and wants to help you assess your situation so that you can make an informed decision when it comes to handling solutions to your credit problems. So call now for a free consultation at 238-3113. Camille Walker, attorney at law, offers payment plans to meet the needs of her clients.
Hi, I'm Camille Walker. Call me at my new number, 238-3113.
Hi, Cliff Collier for Howdy Honda. As gasoline prices climb, so do customer concerns. At Howdy Honda, we see our customers shopping smarter, shopping brands with proven reputations, like Honda. Howdy Honda has a great selection, including the fuel-efficient 2011 Civic, featuring 36 miles per gallon highway. If you haven't shopped Howdy Honda, you're not done shopping. 1 mile east of I-35 on Ben White, exit Montopolis, online at HowdyHonda.com.
Based on EPA estimate, use for comparison purposes only. Actual mileage will vary.
Do you know an aging individual? Are you in the medical field? Then Accord Home Care is the name you need to remember.
Hello, my name is Sarah, and I represent the nurses of Accord Home Care. Accord nurses will be coming each week to help you. Our licensed staff will provide a customized plan of caring that coordinates your doctor's medical plan, physical therapy, medicines, and other services you may need. Yes, we have a certified wound nurse, and we also provide diabetic instruction. If you need help, you can reach someone at Accord night and weekends.
This is owner Libby Werchand. All of the nurses at Accord are expected to follow our mission and strict guidelines in order to call Accord their employer. Find us on the web at AccordHomeCare.com or call 512-246-1451. Accord Home Care, your home, your health, your choice.
Welcome back as we wrap up this morning. So glad you guys have been with us and just praying that the story of Brian and Michelle is motivating you to move. Summer's a great time. Get up, get out, get something started. Amen. And what about the kids? This is the perfect time, you guys. Take this next 60 days or how many ever days they're off and start it now. How neat would it be to get out there and serve weekly, you know, sacrifice a little pool time and do something with the kids and serve. Start mentoring them and teaching them. Their son, Alan Michael, has now decided that he wants to serve as well on his own ministry, to head out to the homeless and really give back based upon what he's watched his mom and dad do. Guys, it didn't get any better than that, really. This is our goal, and it is to provide this Christian character for generations to come. Amen. What have you done for the generations to come in your family? What will be carried on from your behavior? It's something we have to look at. We've got to get transparent, and we've got to stop defending ourselves and the reasons why or why not, and to just spend some time with God and see if you can't turn that ship around. You can turn it around. With God, all things are possible. It's never too late. It's not too late to begin to mentor and to begin to take a stand for the generations to come. It's powerful.
You know, and there might be some listeners out there who say, you know, my kids are small. They're not mm-hmm. they can't go out by themselves. They're not 16, 17. Mm-hmm. I have a 2-year-old, a 3-year-old, a 6, 10-year-old, you know, how can I get them involved? You know, and you still can, because they can make sandwiches and they can be there to put them inside the baggies.
Good.
And what have you. I have a friend of mine, Hillary Smith, who's asked if she could do something over the summer with some of her friends and some of the kids of her stay-at-home moms, and they're going to come by during the week and make the sandwiches for my ministry for me. So I'm going to provide the bread and the meat, and they're going to come over and make the sandwiches, and they're going to talk to their kids about this is why we do this, and this is what's going on. We've also brought kids downtown with us. I have a 4-year-old grandson that I've brought down with me, and he's been out there with me, serving with me as well, and the guys love to see that. So some people aren't comfortable with that, but it is very comfortable setting if you feel that that's moving as well. So.
Wow, I love those ideas. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Kids get into it. And they get it. You know, they get what they're doing. And it's going to put a lasting impression on their little heart, their little soul, their little spirit. This is what we want. Plant the seeds early, you guys, if you have that opportunity. And you know what? If not, if they're older, there's nothing more powerful than to sit them down and say, you know what? We are turning this ship around. Here's the deal. And they get that as well. And you may, you know, you get past the resistance by just mentoring. You know, just walk it out, and they will come around. And you pray about it. There's a lot of prayer that goes into this, guys. You got to go into these things in prayer. So you know that this is what God has called you to do. And to know that, and it's like Brian. I mean, this is what God's called him to do. And the doors will start to open, and the supplies will start to come. And the little hands will come to make the sandwiches. And, you know, God will make a way. And I think that's the other thing, Brian. People are maybe just speak to them, like, for 1 minute about, you know, not having the whole picture before you step out in faith. It's like you didn't have the whole picture when you stepped out. You didn't know where you were going to get your money and those types of things. And so speak to that if you could.
Yeah, you know, I didn't know where or the direction that this would head, or, you know, how if I would continue to do it or if I could even financially support it. But it seems like each week to week, you know, no matter how much money I put towards it, that's not really even my money. I don't even know where it went, or I don't even realize it was gone. So I've struggled sometimes with whether or not this is the right thing for us to do, and if we should grow the ministry. And then as I prayed, and I prayed to God asking, you know, is this the direction I need to take this? It was soon after that Renee called me and said, come in and talk about your ministry. And it was like, wow, you know, talk about answered prayers. And soon after that, somebody else called me and said, I'd like you to come talk to our small group at our church and explain what you do. You know, you've got 20 minutes to sit down. And the pastor said, please just take 15 minutes to explain. And 2 hours later, he was like, no, tell us more. So, I mean, you know, it's things like that when you pray and you ask God, please help me find direction. Is this where we need to move things, then absolutely. Wow. You know, if Alan Graham would have just set back, you know, back when he started and just kept feeding people out of the back of his truck, he wouldn't have as many trucks in as many cities that he does it in. You know, that his mobile loaves and fishes wouldn't be anywhere that it is today. So, and I hope one day the same thing is said for Shoulder of the Cross, that we can get every day of the week filled and then move it to other cities, because the need out there for the everyday items, the toothbrush, the toothpaste, the Q-tips for your ears, you know, things that you just don't realize you need.
Bug spray, socks.
Right. Shampoo, conditioner. You know, these things that we take for granted every day. You know, just when you step inside the shower, look around you for a second and go, what do people that don't have anything have?
Yeah, they have none of that.
Right.
Wow. Okay. Well, we have got to wrap up here. But everybody, Brian Luck and Michelle, shoulderthecross.org. Get on the site. Check them out. Blog. He's got a blog site there. And just let God work through you. What a story. What an inspiration. And I would just ask that we would all corporately lift up this family right now. Father God, we just lift up Alan, Michael, and Brian and Michelle, Lord, this entire family, all their children, God, that you would rain down upon them. Lord, I just pray for the right job for Michelle right now. Lord, we just corporately confirm that everything is there waiting for them, God, that you have paved the way, and that, Father, you would honor their service, honor their inspiration. Lord, honor their sacrifice in the name of Jesus, that, Lord, they live as a sacrifice, God, to you in so many different ways, Lord, that we don't even know privately, Lord. The things that they set aside, Lord, to continue to serve you and hear your voice. Father, I pray right now for every listener that, God, whatever you have laid upon their heart today, God, would come, Lord, to become a reality, to serve, God, the people that you care for and love so much, the bruised, the broken, the battered, the ill, the sick, the frightened, Lord, the castaways, God, that we would all rise up, Lord, and pull them into a way of life, whatever that may be, God. Thank you so much, Lord. We love you, God, and we just ask that you would continue to show us your grace and your mercy and your favor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much. God
Thank
bless.
You.
Guys, we'll be back tomorrow. This has been Amy Dillon Live on The Word.